transformed by truth, living in the light of God's grace. Today our focus is a profound passage from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 75. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor, Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. The Revelation of Redemption. Luke 1, verse 68. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. The term redeemed in Greek is lutrosis, which signifies deliverance by a payment or ransom. This highlights the profound act of God visiting and redeeming his people, demonstrating his grace and his love. Redemption through Jesus is a free gift of grace, emphasizing God's unmerited favor. John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God's redemption through Jesus is like a king paying a huge ransom to free his subjects from captivity. This act of grace should inspire us to live lives of gratitude and devotion. Redemption is not just a theological concept, it is a transformative reality. Imagine a prisoner on death row receiving a pardon he didn't earn and being set free. That's what grace does for us, setting us free from the penalty of sin. It was John Piper who said, "Grace is not simple leniency when we have sinned. Grace is the enabling gift of God not to sin. Grace is power, not just pardon." The Promise of Salvation, Luke chapter 1, verses 69 to 70. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago. The Greek word for Saviour is Soter, which means deliverer or preserver. The promise of salvation, long foretold by the prophets, reveals God's faithfulness and his commitment to his people. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Just as a lighthouse guides ships safely to shore, God's promise of salvation through Jesus guides us through life's storms, providing direction and safety. This promise is a beacon of hope and assurance. God's covenant guides us through life's storms, providing direction and safety. It was Samuel Johnson who said, "The true measure of a man is how he treats someone who can do him absolutely no good." The Fulfillment of Covenant. Luke chapter 1, verses 72 and 73. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor, Abraham. The Hebrew word for covenant is berit, which signifies a solemn agreement. God's covenant is a reflection of his mercy and commitment to his people. It instructs us to live in a way that honours this sacred bond. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. God's covenant, much like a contract in our modern understanding, guides our lives. He teaches us to live faithfully and righteously, fostering a relationship that's built on trust and commitment. Imagine a parent promising their child a reward for good behaviour and then faithfully fulfilling that promise. God's covenant is more robust and certain than any promise a human parent can ever make. God is always faithful to his word. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "God's promises are like the stars. The darker the night, the brighter they shine." The hope of service. Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75. We have been rescued from our enemies, so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. The Greek word for serve is latreu, which means to minister or worship. Our rescue from sin and our enemies empowers us to serve God in holiness and righteousness, free from fear. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." Serving God without fear is like a soldier confidently carrying out their duties, knowing their commander is trustworthy and has equipped them well. Our service is an act of worship, a response to God's grace. Consider a firefighter who, after being saved from a burning building, dedicates their life to rescuing others. That's our call, to serve God and others, motivated by the grace that we have received. Rick Warren said, "You were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense." Luke chapter 1, verses 68 to 75 highlight the impact of God's grace, guiding us to understand redemption, honour his covenant, and hold on to the hope of salvation. This transformative grace calls us to live fully for God. This week, reflect on how God's grace has impacted your life. Are you living in the reality of his grace? Are you honouring his covenant? Are you holding on to the hope of salvation? May I encourage you to seek his guidance and let his grace transform every aspect of your life. Commit to holiness as an expression of your faith and gratitude. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing grace that redeems, instructs, and gives us hope. Help us to live in the fullness of your grace, turning away from sin and embracing a life devoted to you. May we eagerly await the return of our Saviour and live each day in the light of that hope. Transform us, change us. Help us to walk in your ways. Help us to seek your truth, and help us to tell others the truth of who Jesus is and how he offers free salvation to all who will repent and trust in him. Bless us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, go forth this week with a renewed sense of God's grace in your life, committed to living for his glory and committed to being transformed by the truth of his word. May God bless you abundantly.